Winston S. Churchill, The Second World War, Volume 5, Closing the Ring. ...1943 and early 1944 were busy years for my grandfather, and the strain of war took its toll. He suffered a severe bout of pneumonia while in Tunis, but thankfully made a full recovery. That was important, for he needed all his wisdom and courage for the momentous decisions that had to be made during this period about Allied strategy for the prosecution of the war to final victory. Major war councils were held in Washington, Quebec, North Africa, Cairo, and Tehran. The latter was the first at which all three great wartime leaders, Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin, met together in conference. The discussions at most of these meetings centered on two main issues: the cross-channel invasion set for 1944, and how best to use Anglo-American forces in the meantime to strike at the Axis and relieve the pressure on the Soviets. And relief they still needed, with 185 German and other enemy divisions ranged against them on the Eastern Front. A less important matter, but nevertheless one that grew in importance over time, was the question of the character of the post-war world, how to deal with Germany, how to enforce the peace and create a new international system. After the defeat of the Africa Corps, there was a vigorous debate between the British and Americans about the next stage of the campaign in the Mediterranean. My grandfather favored...